This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Uma Paganampke Pagan. Last week, the world lost a legend. Isao Takahata, one of the co-founders of Studio Ghibli, passed away in Tokyo at the age of 82. He was a director of exceptional versatility whose work ranged from the earthy slapstick of Pompoko to the gentle nostalgia of Only Yesterday to the fragile beauty of The Tale of the Princess Kaguya and the absolutely heartbreaking work of genius that was Grave of the Fireflies. Joining me on the show today via telephone from Pakistan is animator Usman Riaz. He is the founder of Mano Animation Studios. His film, The Glass Worker, which he's currently producing, was inspired in no small part by the work of both Isao Takahata and Hayao Miyazaki. Usman, welcome back to the show. This must have been devastating news for you.
It's devastating because you don't really think about these people leaving the earth. Like, you think they'll always be there making films. And I was watching the documentary a few days ago, his documentary on the tale of Princess Kaguya,
right,
and how they made that. And I was showing it to the whole team, saying he has such an unorthodox approach to animation, but he doesn't let that limit him. And he made an incredible film again.
What was the first of his films that you saw?
Well, actually, the first Isao Takahata piece of work that I saw was Heidi. And I was really young at the time. I didn't know he made it. I didn't know anything about it. I just fell in love with it. And Mariam also, my wife, that was also the first thing she saw when she was a child. And that was his first piece of work that I saw without knowing that him and Miyazaki, Hayao Miyazaki, worked on that together. And then I saw, obviously, Grave of the Fireflies, and Only Yesterday is one of my favorite films, and then Pompoko as well, and Tonari no Yamadakun. That was a very interesting film. I loved it, but a lot of people didn't like it, but I loved it. And yeah, The Tale of Princess Kaguya, I thought, was the perfect way to finish off his film career. That was an incredible film.
The first of his films that I saw was My Neighbors, the Yamadas. And it was interesting because I grew up, I guess, on a diet of Japanese animation that was the popular stuff, you know, Gundam and Macross and Robotech and all of that stuff. And so coming into a movie like this, a movie which was so sure of itself, it knew exactly what it wanted to be, and yet it was so different.
Yes. The vignettes of life that they show in that film are so wonderful. It made me laugh so much because even though the Japanese culture is so different, family is one thing that all cultures share, and it captured the essence of family so well. I loved that movie. And the more I researched about it when I got older, I found out that it was really difficult for Studio Ghibli to make. And I think they just finished that when Hayao Miyazaki was starting Spirited Away. And he got so angry because the entire cell animation process of Studio Ghibli was completely thrown out the window to make this film. And then Miyazaki was left to pick up the pieces and make his film. And he said that we're never going to make another movie like that ever again at Studio Ghibli. But you have to admire Isao Takahata for that, because he doesn't draw. He wasn't like Miyazaki is a prodigious illustrator and animator and draws his storyboards, and Isao Takahata was the complete opposite. He would plan his storyboards, but he would make stick figures and compositional drawings, and then another person would come in and draw his storyboards for him. And I think that really helped open his mind up, because he wasn't thinking in terms of how to make the animation. All he was doing was putting his imagination on paper and describing what he wants done in the scenes. And he wasn't limited to the technology of the time. So he came up with some amazing shots and compositions that even Hayao Miyazaki admires. And coming from me, because I sit there and I draw my storyboards and I plan out the shots. And I envy that approach, because you have such a technical eye when planning out your shots in particular, that how will the background move? How will the animation move? So it must be a very freeing and invigorating feeling to approach animation like that. And he was amazing.
And how did that differ from Miyazaki's style?
So Hayao Miyazaki is very methodical. I have all his storyboard books. He's tremendously talented and has an incredible imagination. He knows exactly what he wants when he's drawing something out. Like, if you look at his storyboard, the level of detail will blow you away. Like, every movement of every cloud, how many characters will be in the frame, exactly what they will be doing. It's all there in his notes. He's putting the film is already in his head, and he's putting it out on paper. He's like Mozart that way. Like, the pieces and the music is all there, written in his head, and it's just coming out on the paper. But Isao Takahata was much more broad strokes, and his imagination was not constricted to the world of drawing and animation. It came from some other magical place.
So, Usman, I mean, it's no secret that you were greatly inspired by both these men. I mean, in all the work that you do, you pay homage to Studio Ghibli in a big way. Yeah. Talk to me about, I guess, what you've taken from both of them.
Isao Takahata and Miyazaki. Miyazaki, in his early years, was much more about magical realism and fantasy. And Isao Takahata was always the realist. He wanted animation to convey reality. And Miyazaki was, again, in his early years, more about the fantastical. It completely changed later on with The Wind Rises, Kazuno Tachinu, and the film he's working on now. So what I've taken from both is the reality aspect of Isao Takahata. I loved that. I loved that he was using animation to portray serious themes and things maybe other people wouldn't think of tackling back then, especially with Grave of the Fireflies. I mean, I've seen that film so many times, and every time you feel the emotions of the characters and you see what they're going through. That's the biggest takeaway from Isao Takahata's work, that the reality in animation. I remember in the documentary and in other making of documentaries I've seen, he obsessed over a small scene of the characters cutting a watermelon. And he was always unhappy with the way that scene was conveyed. He said that it didn't convey reality. It didn't feel real. You don't cut a watermelon like that. He obsessed over that scene. And then when you watch the making of Princess Kaguya, there's a similar melon cutting scene in it. And he was still thinking about the melon scene in Grave of the Fireflies and saying that, you know, maybe here I can redeem myself and have the scene done and planned properly, how the melon is cut. Little details like that. It's amazing. It blew me away that he cares about all these minute things, which they all do. But Isao Takahata maybe just cared a bit more than everybody else.
You know, that's absolutely remarkable and so symbolic and true of the way the Japanese in general approach their craft. You know, when I watched Grave of the Fireflies for the first time, that was the first piece of animation that made me weep. I mean, it wasn't Bambi, it wasn't Dumbo, yeah. It was Grave of the Fireflies. You know, the emotional resonance contained in that piece was almost too much. I was a kid and I didn't know what this was. I didn't know cartoons were supposed to be this way.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever left me.
No, it doesn't leave you. The Japanese, when it comes to their animation, and especially Studio Ghibli, I don't know what it is, but they've captured something that very few people can, and that emotional resonance you feel after watching their movies, there's no way of describing it, but I haven't come across any other filmmaking studio that does that to me the way Studio Ghibli affects me.
Well, obviously, because you've kind of dedicated your life down this path as well, my friend. Before I let you go, I wanted an update as to how far along you are. The last time we spoke, I believe you were still gathering funding, you were testing animation. How far along are you in your piece of work?
Oh, thank you so much. So the last time we spoke, you're absolutely right. We were preparing the Kickstarter and planning out how we're going to do it and testing out the animation. So we made $116,000 in a span of 40 days to make 8 minutes of animation as a proof of concept that this is the kind of work we can do in Pakistan. This is the kind of work we want to do. And once we finished that, thankfully, we found a bunch of people who really want to support us and help take the studio forward. So we started off with just 4 people in one room, and now we're 25 people in an animation studio that we built, and we have our entire background team. So the animation is done in Pakistan, and our entire background team is from Malaysia. So we have about 8 very talented Malaysian artists working with us under Mano to make the background art for our animation. And then we have a few people in the States, etc. So we're we're just under 40 people at the studio, which is amazing for me because I started this off in my room, just on my desk, drawing sketches in my self-made storyboard book, looking at the Ghibli storyboard and saying, I want to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And now I found people who shared that vision, who want to make animation. And yeah, Studio Ghibli has played a huge part in my life. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for that animation studio.
Usman, all the best to you. I'm going to put a link to your animation, I guess, what you've shown the world. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page so people can check it out. Congratulations once again on all the great work you're doing. And we really, really look forward to seeing that final product.
Thank you so much. It's going to take, I think, three more years, but then it will be done. And hopefully working on the next one, inshallah. But no, thank you so much for the support. I really appreciate it and I'm very grateful.
That was Usman Riaz, the founder of Mano Animation Studios in Pakistan. Make your way to manoanimationstudios.com to watch a preview of the movie he's currently working on. It's called The Glass Worker and it's really quite something. Also, let us know what your favorite Isao Takahata movie is. I absolutely love My Neighbors the Yamadas. Tweet me with yours. I'm on at Umar Pagan. You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.